March 14th. My birthday. So full of apprehension. Over Paula and Mother Teresa and myself. I was comforted by the Most Holy Presence and then, in the evening, by the appearance of Saint Therese, who had also come on the evening of the 12th, with her rose, no longer in her right hand, but in her left, and with her right hand she indicated, that I should take heart, and be joyful and smiled even more cheerfully, I would say, than in the February apparition. How she smiled! Then, later at night, after 10:30 p.m., while Marta slept and I, unable to find rest, read a back issue of Civil Catholica, given to me yesterday by Berardi after the two of us had discussed the church, which he thought should be demolished, for the reasons he encountered in the Civil Catholica article, I understood nothing, because my mind was tired and far from the lines my eyes were skimming over. There appeared the child Jesus of Lisieux, in the cloister, a scene in January. But he was not holding the cold, prickly globe in his beautiful little hands, as during this past winter, but a golden rose between his fingers, in all respects like the one held by his Therese. And he laughed, very happily, beckoning to me with the rose in his hand, to go over there too, and it was not night, as in the winter vision, but day. A mildly warm spring day. The cloister courtyard was joyful with sunlight. And the sunbeams extended under the arcades, over the tiles, and even beneath the little platform where Jesus was. Everything was peaceful and festive. Oh, if only he had wanted to tell me that the night was over for me, and light had been shed and grace had been granted. How peaceful the cloister was. Peaceful and serene. I would have liked to be there, and just be the little sister of Therese of Lisieux.